This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There were more European developments in response to the Israel-Hamas war on Tuesday, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Norway and Spain have formally recognized a Palestinian state, part of an effort coordinated with Ireland, in what Norway's foreign minister says is an expression of support for moderate forces in both countries. Norway accused Israel of showing no signs of constructive engagement as it strikes the Gaza Strip in response to October's Hamas-led attack. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz accused Spain of being complicit in inciting genocide against Jews and war crimes and told Spain their consulate in Jerusalem would not be allowed to help Palestinians. Both Spain and Norway are urging the international community to continue the work towards a two-state solution. I'm Jennifer King.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron on Tuesday was among the global outcry after an Israeli airstrike on Sunday triggered a massive blaze, killing 45 people in a tent camp in the Gaza city of Rafah.
It did look very, very concerning, very worrying, and so we're asking for that to be investigated rapidly. The Israelis have already said it was a tragic mistake, but we want to see that properly investigated.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said it was still unclear what set off the deadly blaze, but added the 17-kilogram munitions used in the strike were believed to be too small to have set off such a big fire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a second $1 billion promise of military aid in as many days during a whirlwind tour of three European Union countries. At the same time, President Vladimir Putin warned hitting Russia's soil with Western weapons could set the war on a dangerous new path. The new pledge came from Belgium to Ukraine.